This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. How to make the economy better serve more people. We're on the lookout here. Today, a new book called The Guarantee, Inside the Fight for America's Next Economy. It argues for bold thinking at a time that unemployment is running low, yet economic insecurity remains persistently high. The author of the book is Natalie Foster, president of the Economic Security Project, and she joins us now. Welcome.
It's wonderful to be here.
So not a time for incremental thinking?
Indeed, not a time for incremental thinking. You know, we live in a moment where 4 out of 10 Americans can't pull together $400 in an emergency. People are stressed out. They are overworked. The economy isn't working for so many people. And it's a time for reimagining what the economy could do.
You're still thinking so boldly, given all the borrowing this government has recently done and all that debt and a Congress that can't seem to agree on hardly anything?
These ideas are no longer pie in the sky. We have seen, for example, the government mobilize the National Guard to put free vaccines in people's arms. That is a healthcare guarantee. We have seen movement toward a guarantee of higher education or college as billions of dollars of student debt have been canceled by the government.
But a guarantee, that's a dramatic word. Sounds radical.
Guarantees, however, are foundational to capitalism. In this country, we guarantee things like patent rights and the monetary system to ensure businesses work in America. So I'm arguing we should extend those guarantees to everyday Americans who are building the economy from the ground up.
Another idea you talk about in the book, it's not your idea, but it's called baby bonds. What is this, an allocation when someone gets born that you can draw on when you get older?
Yeah, a baby bond is a guaranteed inheritance. It is a trust fund established at birth for every child in this country, regardless of race, religion, or zip code. And it allows the child to pursue education, to start a business, you know, to buy a home when they turn 18. It really gives the kid choices. It's like seed capital for the future. And it starts to take a bite out of the racial wealth gap while setting all our kids up to be able to thrive as adults. The exciting thing about baby bonds is that they're being tested and tried right now. The state of Connecticut has passed it, Washington, D.C., California. The idea has moved from white papers to real examples across the country in the laboratories of democracy.
You're not worried that strengthening these programs encourages inertia, that if we have this floor, it robs us of ambition?
I find it's the exact opposite. What robs us of ambition is working 3 jobs to put food on the table or to pay rent. During the pandemic, when we invested in families, when we sent stimulus checks and the expanded child tax credit, people had more money in their pockets. And it was the first time in decades we saw a 24% increase in small business creation in this country. When people have the economic security, people work harder and people are able to take risks and develop out the ingenuity that we know exists across America, but the opportunity is much more uneven.
Natalie Foster's new book is called The Guarantee, Inside the Fight for America's Next Economy. Thank you very much.
Thank you.